We're live at Dodger Stadium, another four-game series, but still the same Rick Monday. And Rick, the Dodgers in the middle of 18 straight games. Justin Turner gets the night off tonight.
How about back-to-back four-game series? It's actually kind of neat. And what a series it was with the Cubs. Dodgers taking 3 out of 4, did it in exciting fashion. The one loss was also exciting, at least for the Cubs fans. But for this Dodger ball club, I mean, David, you start to look at the numbers. I mean, they're first place in the Western Division, yes, 48 wins and 24 losses. So 24 games above the 500 mark. Oddly enough, even though the Dodgers are 24 above 500, they have not played particularly well, consistently well, against the Giants, who come in. Forget what the score says as far as the standings in the National League Western Division. This is Dodgers and Giants. Put your seatbelt on.
Yeah, for sure. No matter what the records are, like Rick said, it is going to be a fun four-game series. And like I mentioned, Justin Turner gets the night off tonight. He is still dealing with some bumps and bruises, Rick.
Yeah, you're always going to have bumps and bruises. But I think also what Dave Roberts has done, he's done a terrific job in giving some of the guys a breather, at least at the start of the game. You have that luxury, obviously, of the position of the Dodgers, where they are in the Western Division. I think if you're looking realistically, you can't look ahead too far, but you have to look ahead to your ball club to try and keep them as healthy as you can to where you do not run into chronic injuries. And that's what you're talking about, too. Let's be honest. The higher the number that shows on your birth certificate, there is a point that, you know, the body says, you know, I'm not 22 any longer. And to get that extra day rest, because if you look at Justin Turner, for example, he's in the middle of everything. He's playing the hot corner, and then he's in the big part of the lineup and expected to not only get on base but also run, produce, and kind of lead the band. He's a guy that this ball club looks up to each and every day.
All right, Rick, tonight we have Kenta Maeda starting for the Dodgers. You talk about how the body feels as your age gets older. His body seems to work better here at Dodger Stadium.
Oh, no question. 5 starts at Dodger Stadium. He's undefeated. He's 5-0. Here's the other thing, too. When you start to compare the earned run average for Kenta Maeda at home versus on the road, you're talking about, you would think you're talking about, two different pitchers. At home at Dodger Stadium, a 1.69 ERA, and it's below 200 as far as the batting average against. But on the road, where he's made 8 starts, his record's 2-3, but the ERA is above 5.5, and the batting average is over 250. So there's a disparity in what he has done at home, where he looks like he's free and easy and really a world beater, versus on the road. That road number may turn around a little bit more, but here at home, he's been lights out.
I'm curious from your standpoint, Kenta Maeda calls a certain pitch a changeup when in all reality, it's a split-fingered fastball. Yeah. Why does he classify it as a changeup?
Maybe it's because in his mind, the splitter is a changeup. But if you look how he grips the ball, each and every pitch that he has, he puts his hand into the glove and he's basically putting the split finger grip into the glove, as most pitchers do, because they don't want to go into the windup and have a normal grip on the baseball and then try and push the ball in between the forefinger and the middle finger of the pitching hand while you're in the overall windup. So if you look at him, he loads the splitter, which he calls a changeup, before every pitch.
Look for it against the lefties, Rick.
Yeah, well, the Giants have stacked their lineup with lefties trying to get at the top of the lineup against Kenta Maeda. The Dodgers have done exactly the same thing, stacking 5 consecutive lefties in the top of the lineup against Beattie, who's on the mound for the Giants.
Well, we're stacking our lefties with Rick Monday. We'll see the lefty a little bit later in the show, or hear from this lefty a little bit later in the show.
David, I'll be listening in the post-game Dodger talk.
All right, Rick, thanks for the warning. We'll send it back to you, Tim.